So, starting Masechet Peah, so the beginning of Peah will be very familiar for you. Most of Masechet Peah is devoted to Matan and Aniyim. So, we know that the agricultural laws, the things that we give of the agriculture, are divided basically into two categories: those that are given to the Kohanim and Levim, meaning those representatives of the Mikdash, and those that are given to the poor. So, we're going to see Peah focuses on the latter. The Rambam categorizes it in Mishneh Torah as Hilchot Matnot Aniyim. So we're going to have Peah, which is the leaving the corner of the field. We're going to have Leket, Shechecha, right, the forgotten sheaves, and the like. But that is the topics that we're going to deal with in Masechet Peah. It is worth noting, just as a hashkafic point, before we started, I've made this point to some of you before, that the Torah doesn't really have pretty much anywhere a chiyuv of staka in the way we think about it. Right, the primary psukim about staka in the Torah are really about lending money to the poor, and then we extrapolate from that that there's also a mitzvah to give money to the poor, but primarily it's about lending money to the poor. And some people try to point to matnot aniyim, but it's not really true. We have, let's say, retroactive charity, which is the waiving of loans in Shemitah, but there's a difference between giving charity and retroactively giving charity. But there's a difference psychologically between saying, I'm giving you a handout and I'm giving you a loan, and if you can't pay it back, I'm wiping it away, because then when I gave it to you, we were still equals, right? I was giving you a loan, and the expectation you would pay it back. Okay, you fell in hard times, we wipe it away. That's different psychologically to make it retroactive, and the same is true of pay. And this was something I once heard in a shir by Rabbi Dov Linzer, right? Was that especially things like we're going to see, like leket and shechecha. You know, often the stuff that falls in the field, it's not worth the labor to go back to the field. And so people would just leave it. But you did have to at some point clear it out in order to do next year's harvest. So at some level, telling the poor that they're allowed to go and collect these things is giving them a menial job and letting them be paid from that menial job, right? It's not quite a handout. Now, Peah is closer to a handout, but it's still different than a handout, because what is the key to Peah is you leave it in the field, right? Which means that I don't give it to them, right? They come and they take it from the field, and I'm not there. It's on the corner. It's specifically where it's accessible to them, but I don't have to see it, right? So what you notice is that there's very, that even when this is about as close to a handout as you're going to get, meaning I'm just giving it to them, they're not doing anything except taking it, still, I leave it in the field. I don't give it to them, and we're going to see that's important. Right, that the halacha is azov to azovim, right? It has to be left to the poor rather than given to the poor. That is key psychologically and halachically in the mitzvah. So with that, we start Peah, and you will definitely recognize this first Mishnah. Elu dvarim she'ein lehem shiur. These are the things that have no set amount. Ha-peah, so leaving the corner of your field. Now this is, according to almost all Mefarshim, this means that biblically there is no specific amount for Peah. But as we'll see very quickly, there is a rabbinic amount, which you have to leave a 60th of the field. Though we will see that there are some who are going to challenge this on Daf Bet and suggest that this question of whether there is or is not a shear biblically to Peah is subject to a machloket. So it depends how you understand a machloket and bet. We're not there yet. But at this point, the Gemara assumes there is no amount. And as we're going to see, the Gemara is also going to distinguish between minimums and maximums. When we say there's no shear, what does that mean? Right? No maximum, no minimum, no minimum or maximum. And that is what the Gemara is going to deal with. The first case is Peah, Veha Bikurim. The second is the first fruits, which, of course, you all know, right? There's a mitzvah every year to take the first fruits in a basket up to Yerushalayim. But it's the first fruit. There is no, right? There is no shear on that. Again, probably midr abanan. There's a shear of a 60th. It's the first fruit of the shivat aminim. Yes. Vihara ayon, and this is the mitzvah of aliyah la regel. Though, as the Gemara is going to clarify, what do we mean? There's no shear in aliyah in the mitzvah of riyah. So the Gemara, right? So there's two things here. One is going up. The other is the korban. So again, the Gemara is going to say, so the Gemara is going to assume that this is about the going in, because the karban does actually have a shear. So it's about the mitzvah. You can go in as many times as you want when you're there for Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot. Ugmilut chasadim, and being kind, in general, with all its manifestations, vit Talmud Torah, right, and learning Torah, there is no shir on it in the sense that, well, in two senses. The minimum, as we know from Gemara Menachot, is possibly even Kriyat Shema, right? It's anything. On the other hand, the maximum is, well, Va'agito bo yomam v'layla, as you should learn all day, every day, under all circumstances. Now, there are interesting machlokot, right? Some of the achronim suggest that, no, the nature of the mitzvah isn't to learn all the time, it's to learn in all free time. And this is a major machloket. This is found in the Stipler and the Kil Yaakov and in Rechon Wasserman, where they say that there's a mitzvah to learn all free time. But therefore, why is it that you stop Talmud Torah for other mitzvot? Because it's not free time, because you have other obligations. The Gra, very famously in the Shnot Eliyahu here, says, no. Really, there is... it is the greatest of all mitzvot. It's just that you are allowed to be mevatel Talmud Torah for other mitzvot. And the reason is a technicality. Is that the Gra says, what's different about Talmud Torah is that every word of Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, and therefore you're never really osik. Right? Because every word, I now finished a mitzvah. So unless someone else can perform the mitzvah, I have now stopped the word of Talmud Torah I'm in the middle of, and now I have to do something else. But fundamentally, it is the greatest of all mitzvot, and the only reason you're allowed to do other things is because, like, there's a patur. There's, like, so, a osig mitzvah, patur mitzvah thing.
If you're in the middle of a word, you can't stop.
Fine.
But you can't do other things according to that, though, because it's the greatest of all mitzvah, right?
No, but there are rules of when you're supposed to, so a mitzvah that can't be done by others, so then you have a chiyuv at that point to set it aside, but it's a specially formulated rule rather than... Okay. And Eilu Dvarim Shadam Ochel Meperotan Ba'olam Hazeh, Akeren Kayem Et Lo'olam Havan. These are the things that you eat the fruit of them in this world, but the primary reward is left for the world to come, because again, in general, Chazal assumed that Schar Mitzvot B'Hai Amaleka, that the primary reward, at least, of Mitzvot is not found in this world, and what are those great mitzvot where there's still some overflow and you do get some reward in this world, even though the main is in the next world. Kibud av va'em, ugmilut chasadim, vavad shalom bin adam b'chaviro. Again, you should all recognize this. V'talmud Torah, kineged kulam. Now, why is bringing peace between people not part of gmilut chasadim? Okay. It could be that it is, right? It could be... Yeah, the Gerson and the Ars Goltz is a little great. Thank you. Okay, now why is it Keneged Kulam? So the Rambam suggests that it's not just that it's greater than everything, but it's because of its relationship both to Mitzvot Ben Adam L'Hakom and Mitzvot Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, because in general, Mitzvot Ben Adam L'Makom, he assumes you get reward only in the next world. Mitzvot Ben L'Chaveiro, you get in this world and the next. But Torah is different. It contributes to both, because, you know, by learning, you end up doing all the mitzvot, and therefore, even though it's you know, more Ben Adam L'Makom, it, right, taps into both and therefore has reward. So Eilu Dvarim Shein Lahem Shiur. So Rabbi Binyamin Bar Levi, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Imi, Havon Yatzvin Makshoid. So they were sitting and they were asking, Amrin, Lama Lo Tanina and Truma Imahon. Why didn't you say Truma as well? Because Truma, well, we'll see. So Amar Rabbi Imi Mipneha Machloket. Because of the Machloket. Now what Machloket? So there's two ways of understanding the word Machloket. One is that it means a Machloket. Right? The other means it's michulak, meaning that there are distinctions, meaning it's not fully true that there isn't a maximum amount, as we are going to see. So, Amar Rabbi Yossi, why? Because Adam Ose kol sadeu bikurim, ein Adam Ose et kol sadeu truma. The halacha is that you are not allowed to make you can make your entire field bikurim, but you can't make your entire field truma. Why not? Right, because we say it's from, right, it's Meireshit v'lo kol reshit, it has to be part of it, right, it has to be the beginnings of it, the first thing you give, if it's all, that is not, right, that is not considered the mitzvah of Truma. Okay. And hatevon hare omer peya varena osen kolsa deo peya utanita. He says, I don't understand. Peya, that's true also. You can't make the entire field peya. And nevertheless, it is mentioned here. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, tzirat shibolet rishona dome lemerucho. When I cut the first sheave of peya, that is the mechayev. That's what makes me obligated. Parallel to what makes you chayev in truma is the smoothing out of the pile. Ad shelo katzar shibolet rishona lo nitchayev vasadehu peya. And before I cut the first sheave, it's not yet chayev in peya. Mishakatzar shibolet rishona, but once I cut the first sheave, nitchayev kol sadehu peya. Then it is chayev in peya. Bikesh lazer kol sadehu peya oseh. And therefore, you can make your entire field of peya, meaning after the first sheave, which will not be peya, because that's the maisa machayev, you can, yes, but then it will be. Now, well, it's going to get much more lumdish on the next page, you'll see. It's just worth noting, now again, there are two ways of reading this Gemara. So what is Mibnei HaMachloket? So again, one possibility is that there are two answers being given here, right? One is that there are people who think there's a shear on peya and people who don't. And the second possibility is that peya is different from truma, right? The other way of reading it is, no, machloket doesn't mean dispute. It means there's a difference, which is, and it's just one big answer, which is, it's not that there's a machloket about it, it's that truma is different from peya. Now, a third possibility in the Ras Relio is that maybe they don't have shear, neither truma or peya have shear, but at least neither of them sheared minat Torah, but the question is, do they have a shear which might be hinted to in some way in the Torah? And again, that's going to depend on things that we're going to see on Daf Bet. So that is, let's maybe just go to the top of Daf Bet. Bram Hacha, but here by Truma, Ad Shelo Nitmarach, before you do Meiruach, Akri, right, before you smooth out the pile, Lo Nitchayev Kirio Truma, it's not Chayev in Truma. So Bikesh Lazod Kol Kirio Truma, Eino Ose, and therefore, if you want to make the entire field truma, you can't. Detanin damana omer kol garni truma v'choli zati chala. If someone says that everything in my pile is going to be truma and everything in the dough is going to be chala, it doesn't work. Achi yishayer miktsat, which means that truma does have some sort of shear in a truma, meaning it has a maximum, but there is no maximum for peya because again that first sheev, right, it's not yet able to become chayev. Right, it is the mechayev, but it can't become peya. And after that, you can make everything peya. So there's no shear, even maximum. Again, is that subject to machloket, or this is just the difference? Right, that is. But that is the end of Daf Aleph.